That's amazing. Someone found a florist that delivers after midnight.
That's not so amazing. I know a guy named Sticky Icky Ricky who delivers exclusively after midnight.
You know, I just realized this is the first Valentine's Day I won't get flowers from my father.
Oh, that's cute. With a big old side of creepy.
No, it's sweet. Every year from the time I was a baby and even when I had boyfriends, I'd get flowers from my father with a card that says, "You'll always be my Valentine."
I got a sweet Valentine from a guy I liked in high school. It said, "I'll give you $5 to lift your shirt."
Caroline, hey, I'll be right with you.
There he is, cuter than I remember.
Hey, wow, when I heard your voicemail, I couldn't believe it.
Yes, well, I wasn't sure you'd want to come down because, you know...
You dumped me 2 years ago?
Well, dumped is a strong word.
Tore my heart out, shook it in front of my face. Any softer?
Hate to interrupt the perfect white teeth convention, but we're in a hurry.
David, this is my friend Max. A friend of ours was admitted, and we were hoping to get him a private room.
Oh, so you're not here to return my Dartmouth t-shirt you stole from me?
You gave that to me.
No, I didn't. I love that shirt. I feel like I lost custody of it in a divorce, and now I'm like a deadbeat dad.
How about the room? Any chance? Please? Pretty please?
Oh, well, since you said pretty please, I'll see what I can do.
We should be clear. We can't pay. We're broke. Both of us. But I'm sure you heard that somewhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
David, I hope your family didn't lose any money with my father, did they?
Nope, still filthy rich. And I can do my best to burn some filthy off that rich by getting your friend a VIP room. I'll just drop some names. By that, I mean my own. Shouldn't be a problem.
I love Jews.
Yeah, we're generous. Spread the word.